Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV. That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on DVRadio.net. WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude. Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's going to be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
Oh, wow.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's May 6th, 2023. I almost said April, but I caught myself and I didn't. I'm Boner Wood. Listen to us live or on podcast, me of places. If you're not listening to us on live, Yeah, it's going to be a great show, let me tell you, because those last 5 minutes of free show, fucking hilarious. But tonight, we've got the man, the myth, the legend. He is nothing more than an emotional support animal. It is the pig man himself. It's Oink.
I'm offended. No.
If anybody's wondering, there's a certain meme that's out there right now that shows little baby Yoda holding. Well, I forget what he even said now. I have to find it again. But basically, yeah, I'm offended there, Bo. Why'd you do that?
So it's one of those three level ones. It says, just got an emotional support animal. It's a pig. Not the whole pig. Okay, it's bacon.
Oh,
yeah. And then over in Texas, it's the man of the hour, the Marine crown eating acid tripping man himself. I hope he doesn't eat Marines. That would be a little weird.
It's all female. I mean, you know,
Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, they're going to fuck around and find out tonight, man. Psych war game.
I might have to call it that. I might have to call it fuck around and find out. We'll see. We'll see what happens in this show. And last but not least, it's the man of the hour, the man with power, too sweet to be sour. He's my backdoor neighbor in North Kakilaki. It's from Liberty Risk Podcast, Billy.
What's good, guys? Thank you for having me back.
Dude, I hit you up with that link, and I seen the last time I messaged you, I told Oink, I was like, dude, it's been a fucking year since I've actually spoke to him.
Bro, I saw that too. I was like, damn, for real? Where the fuck did that time go?
I was like, what the fuck? But, you know, we didn't want to bother you because once in a while I go over on my newsfeed and I seen, you know, things happening personal and whatnot, and I was like, all right, I don't see anything where I need to be like, hey Billy, you okay, man? You need anything? But obviously, you know, you can reach out to us at any time. But I was like, all right, it's nothing that makes me go, Billy needs to talk, but at the same time, you know, we try to keep our own. But before we go down that, rabbit hole, if you will, today, through, let me see. Yes, that's right. Through the 11th, you can get 15% off of everything at the DV Radio store. Just go to dvradio.net, click on the DV Radio store. We got the new design over there, which I am very proud of. It's one of my more proud moments. I'm not going to lie. The more I look at it, I'm like, damn it. It tells such a story. It really does. You got the silhouette of the soldiers. You got the American flag with the American Eagle. Then you got the 2014 when DV Radio was established. And then you got the dead air and by veterans for veterans. And then you got the sun behind all the silhouette over there. And that skater grunge look, dude, I love it. I love that skater grunge look. I know that's weird for some of these kids that don't know what the fuck skater grunge is. It came from Stranger Things. No, bitch, it did not. but yeah, go over to the DV Radio store now through the 11th, get 15% off your entire order. Be sure you click the redeem button at the top of the screen, because if you don't get that 15% off your order. And as we have mentioned plenty of times before, anything Sergeant War Dog, PTS Dog, Betsy Ross, DV Farm, 100% of that profit goes to those people and organizations. And DV Against DV merch and Your Life Matters merch all goes to Change Unchained. For more about Change Unchained, go to changeunchained.com. Find out what they're doing to stop human trafficking here in America. Hopefully we can get Troy Eustifer. I said it right. Holy shit.
Yes, you did.
Back on the show very soon. I love them. Got to send them some merch as well. Because I'm that kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Troy is good people.
He is, man. He's really awesome, sweet. And we really clicked when we had him on the show, because during pre-show, as Billy knows, we were talking about stupid shit and all. And I was like, hey, man, a lot of people hate Jimmy Carr. And he's like, I love Jimmy Carr. And I was like, we just became best friends. But yeah, if you don't know about them, please go check them out. Also, go check out dvfarm.org. We still need to raise that 25 grand to fix the septic system before we can take any veterans in. Until we get septic system fixed at DV Farm in New Hampshire, we can't take in veterans. That's the thing right now. And you're probably wondering, why didn't you do it in the winter? It's cheaper in the winter. No, it's not cheaper in the winter in New Hampshire. It's actually more expensive because the ground is frozen and you have to do a lot more work. If we can get that 25 grand raised ASAP, we can do it in the summer, get it done for cheaper, and start taking in more veterans again. So yeah, go over to dvfarm.org, scroll down a little bit, click on the DV Farm septic system fundraiser thing. It says more info. It'll take you over to donorbox.org. You can find out more about that. And if you're one of those people that uses crypto, we are on the Adapt app. I don't think it's an app yet, but it is integrated into DV Radio and DV Farm. DV Radio has is on Adapt with Affinity Innovations, Inc. Thank them over there. Hey, Mama Fester. Hope you're having a good day, weekend, all that good stuff. CV66, nice to see you in here in the chat room. Says we've got 6 listeners. And as always, we've got our German friend. And we can't forget our Fed that listens in every week. We appreciate you, Fed. One of these days, you're going to get in the chat room and we're going to hound the fuck out of you. Be ready. Got somebody up in Michigan and Arizona. Can't see where the others are right now because my map is being stupid. But thank you all for listening in tonight. We do appreciate it. Oh, Lord, it's been a day because I didn't go to sleep until this morning. And then I woke up and ate supper and I'm still hungry. But anyway, oh, Mac44 just signed in. So before we get over to Billy and catch up with everything Billy's got going on, Oink, how was your week, brother?
Oh, week was normal. Back to work, standing in the streets, avoiding traffic. Holy shit, dude. I, for a military installation that actually says that you're not supposed to be driving with your fucking phone in your hands, Do you know how many people were driving with their goddamn phone in their hands? Holy shit, man. You know, we're out there directing traffic, you know, the slow sign or a stop sign for these guys to mark where we're going to be painting stuff. Because obviously over the winter, people will drive with studs up here and it wears the paints off the road, right? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to lay out everything, measure everything, mark it, and what have you, with this white spray paint so we could come later on with the truck and actually lay down the paint. And we're trying to slow people down. And I don't know. I mean, I swear to God, I was going to throw this fucking sign through a couple of windshields just to get their fucking attention. I mean, they were fucking ridiculous on base. It really was. So, I mean, if it's that like that, you know, on base or an installation where they're not supposed to be driving, I can't imagine what it's like out there on the highway where people are supposed to be doing, you know, 45 or 35, you know, and they had to be zipping through their, you know, faster than that and not paying attention. So watch out, folks. It is construction season. People are going to be out in the roads and stuff again. So just pay attention. Get off your fucking phones. That's all I got.
So what you're essentially saying is that the base was a moving, working Apple store.
Pretty fucking much, yeah.
Because I'm sure.
And trust me, the security forces weren't any better because every time they were parked, they were on their fucking phones. They weren't looking at traffic, man. They were fucking looking face down into their goddamn phones. So, yeah, it wasn't much better with those folks. So I don't have much confidence in anything getting changed anytime soon, if you know what I mean.
I got you. And I'm guessing the majority out there does have crapple.
Actually, a little bit of both. I know some folks that hate crapple. So
good.
They stick with the Androids or the, you know, the other phones that are out there. So
yeah, I had a friend I was talking to this morning and they were talking, cause we were talking on Messenger and we were doing the audio clips and like every other message, like would show up attachment unavailable, or yep, it would be this long ass audio waveform with 0 minutes and seconds. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. And then come to find out they're using a crapple. And I was like, that's the fucking problem right now. It's fucking crapple. Crapple apple. Anyway. Oh me, Sergeant Wardog, you've had a busy week. It seems like I've seen a few videos over on Twitter. Hey, how's your week been?
Yeah, bro. For some reason, I got back into the mood of, you know, creating reels and posts and whatnot, and haven't had that feeling in like, I don't know, damn near a year, I think. So felt good to, you know, try to jump back into the whole social media and video experience again. But besides that, man, I did have to see a VA doctor this week. I had a hearing aid stop working. So I do want to give a big shout out to the audiology department at Fort Worth VA here in Texas. They fixed my hearing aid on the spot. And for all of us that suffer from tinnitus, we know that having hearing aids, or especially having those that are able to play like white noise as mine do to try to cancel out the tinnitus. So I really needed my hearing aid bad, you know, to avoid pain. Mm-hmm. And whatnot. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Social media, doctor's appointments, and working out in the sauna suit.
Yeah, if you guys aren't following Sergeant Wardog on Twitter, please go do so. He posted about his sauna suit the other day. I was like, is the duct tape holding up? Oh, I had to get a shot in on that one. Oh man, I'm glad to see you back to creating content, and I can't wait to see what else you do. And I just love seeing it, brother. Really do. If my internet speeds were higher, I'd help you with the videos. It's not. But I could help you with the videos if you're willing to wait a couple of days.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt.
Oh me. Oh man, it's been a week. Yeah, I told you guys last week I ordered that tool chest set from Harbor Freight. It's not Harbor Freight that's the problem. It's FedEx that's the goddamn problem. These motherfuckers, I'm gonna tell you what, I've never had as many problems out of a delivery service as I have FedEx. Like, oh, dude, and the amount of money I spent on shipping alone, I'm like, really right now? Like, I've got the top chest, but I don't have the bottom with the drawers and the caster wheels. And it was supposed to be here Thursday. Well, he couldn't get it to me Thursday. It's supposed to be here Friday. Well, he didn't even answer his phone Friday for me. And I didn't hear from him today. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Mama Fester said, I did have to take note. Do not watch War Dogs videos at work until I make sure my volume is down. Let's go to war.
She told me about that. She told me about that.
Let's go to fucking war. Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I can only imagine what it's like being in a crowded room watching a War Dog video. And he goes, let's go to war right off the bat. And you got your volume turned up to like, I don't know, 50. And it sounds like it's on 100.
That's the sergeant voice. Y'all know how it is.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That's how you scare your coworkers to fucking straighten the hell up. That's what you do, man.
Right. All right.
Oh, shit. If you're just now tuning in, you are tuned in to Barracks Talk right here on DVRadio.net. I'm Butterwood. We got Oink, Sergeant Wardog, and the man of the hour from Liberty Risk Podcast. It's Billy. We haven't had him on in a while. Man, it's been a minute. And like I was saying at the beginning of the show, it's been a year since we've actually spoke, and I feel terrible about that.
No, it's good, man. It's good. Life gets in the way. It's all right. I was actually looking, before it's funny you say that, man. I was just looking. The last episode that we uploaded was September 29th of 2021.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just looking at it.
So it's been, what, a year and a half?
Yeah.
Years
and
change.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, stuff's been going on, though. You know, Hugh was deployed for most of that. So, obviously can't do a podcast. Well, we tried. I will say we tried for those that listen. We did try. We got two episodes in, but that whole OPSEC, as I air quote over here, OPSEC, you know, whatever. Military. You know what I mean? We shut it down. We had to shut it down for a little bit.
I got you. Yeah, and for those that don't know, Hugh was deployed to Africa, correct?
Yep, yeah. He was he's a CB reservist. He was there on his MOG, and yeah, he did some time, man. It was also, he actually extended while he was out there.
So wait, he voluntarily extended?
It's not money. The money's different for them. You know what I mean?
I know.
You know what I mean? So it's like when you get that reserve, you're like, oh, cool. I got paid this weekend. You know? Oh, cool. And then they go active. They're like, oh, fuck. This is what active duty pays like? Okay, I'll stay out here for a little bit longer.
Yeah, man. You know, if I'd have stayed in, that probably would have been me. Not even joking. I'd have been like, hey, man, you got anything I can volunteer for overseas, man? Come on, let's go. Roll the dice.
You know, I guess, listen, man, if you need a break from life, you're like, hey, I'll take a fucking deployment. You know, I'll get away from this shit for a year. Who cares? Well, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, once you've been deployed, number one, you realize it's not as bad as our minds make it. It can be bad. But then in reality, every day, in the back of your head, like some shit can happen, right? But yeah, you're mainly just, you're loving life. And then when you come back home, you're like, man, I feel like I need to do something, because you are constantly doing something in the country. Like, I don't care who you are, what you're doing, you're constantly doing something. And I know a lot of people that volunteered because they felt useless when they got back home. And they're like, I got to keep going. And I was like, I get it.
Like, isn't that the truth, though? Like, when you get back from those deployments, because when you're over there, it's 24/7. You know, theoretically, it's 24/7. There's not, you don't get an off day.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I mean? And then you come back, like, for the reservist, you come back and you're like, cool, I'm going to go back to my 9-to-5. And then you're sitting around on the weekends, like, what the fuck do I do with myself?
Exactly.
And they get on the computer, they're like, man, there ain't this stuff.
And they wonder why we're so fucked in the head.
Right.
You did this to us. You made us love it. So tell us what you've been into and between the last time we spoke, which was a fucking year ago, up until now, and then we'll get into what you guys are doing with Liberty Risk.
So just trying to find, you know, as you guys know, I also produce the show on the back end. So just trying to fine tune all that, just kind of do quick equipment upgrades, while he was gone, and just trying to, you know, prep and plan for where we're going to take it. So we're doing everything. We're revamping the whole thing. Logo's going away. It's going to be just Hugh and I. There's not going to be any other co-hosts or anything. It's just going to be just him and myself. And that's it. And we're going to kind of change the format a little bit. We had some falling out with another organization. I'm not going to be that person and blast them. So I'll tell you guys offline.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason we got to revamp the logo because of that, too. If you listen to the show long enough, you can put two and two together. I mean, I was going back and looking on YouTube. We uploaded over 100 episodes. So if you want to go see it, just click the live button under Liberty Risk Podcast, and you can put two and two together. But we got a new format we're going to do. The software that we use has had major upgrades since we last did it. So it's going to give us the capabilities to do more what we're like on the road stuff is where we were going. I don't know if you guys remember, we did a lot of live on location stuff for veteran events.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to get back into.
I love it. Yeah. I know we had talked about because you guys were wanting to hit the road hard at that one point, and we were like, man, we can like bring this all together and collab and shit like that. So
Yeah. Hearing
that you're actually able to get that, you're in a place to actually able to do this now. I mean, it's better late than never, right?
No, absolutely. And the cool part is I switched careers. So I'm working fully remote from home now. So that gives me the capability to work from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to help us those ideas that we talked about last time, getting out there on the road and meeting up with these veterans and just kind of voicing their stories and, you know, their businesses. Because remember, our show is also a free platform for veteran organizations and businesses, like free ad space. Just post about your shit. Let's have a good conversation, make some friends along the way, and help out other veterans, you know, like you guys do. You know what I mean? So it's just a collab on that level is really where we want to go. And to get back, you know, being invited back here with you guys is a true blessing. And, you know, it means a lot to us.
I mean,
you say that now.
Right. Oh, come on now. You know I love you guys.
These no, dysfunctional fucks.
Yeah. And thinking back, you know, maybe
exactly,
you
my
know,
brothers.
Maybe Hugh's deployment was a blessing in disguise with this whole COVID thing, because that gives you time to actually stop, reset, and then think about things. And now that this whole crap is gone now, or most of it, if you know what I'm saying, you guys can actually get out there and actually doing it.
No, and that's really true. And that kind of hindered us a lot. And it also was a big learning curve for us. You know, we took that 100 episodes that we put out. We took that as a learning experience. You know, you guys have been around a lot longer than we have. So you really can't just jump into this without the failures behind it. And there's a lot of it that happened on the back end, you know, behind the scenes that we're always. And I know you guys do the same thing. You're always taking notes, you know, self-assessing, like trying to like, how can we improve this? How can we do this better? How can we make the show better? How can we make it relatable and, you know, eye-catching? Because we do everything live on Facebook. We don't do it on air like this.
Mm-hmm.
So people are watching us. So that's a big thing that we have to combat and how we can get people to stay on, you know? Yeah. So it was a big learning curve. And it was actually, at first we took it as, man, we fucking failed. You know, this was, we hit the ground running. We took off pretty quick. And so many vets were coming to us because they loved the content, but it got to a point where it was too much because we didn't know that experience yet. We didn't have that experience on how to handle it,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm saying. So now that we know, we're going to tweak things and kind of make it a little bit better.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, that's everything Billy just said is why we were like, we love you. We fucking love you. You literally are doing what we've been doing since 2014. The free advertisement for all these veterans, businesses, organizations, nonprofits. That's not just veteran owned. Many of them are civilian owned and just helping veterans and their families, you know. And
I mean,
you said it, and I had told you back when we first talked, I was like, man, don't get burned out. Slow the flight down.
We did, bro. And I own it. All right. And that's the last time we're going to fucking bring it up. Okay.
And that's the thing, right? We do a live show almost every single week. There are weeks where we have to take off because somebody's doing a show or I'm just fucking dog ass sick and tired or in pain. But for the most part, we do 52 shows a year, right? All live, unscripted. And I've been doing this since 2015. And then I do all the editing and then I do all the other stuff with, Six and the Farm. And then I've got my own stuff that I do outside of GV. And there's a point where people don't understand that this is our therapy just as much as it is for them. But then you have to balance that out with giving them and serving them a content, like you said, that they can relate to, that they come back for. And that's part of the reason we don't do video, because video versus audio, two different wheelhouses. First off, it's two whole different spectrums. But the video aspect, when you bring that into play, you got to give them something like Billy was saying, that's eye catching. They're like, oh man, that's fucking great. We got to come back next week or the next show or whatever. Whereas audio, they can just skip around and they're not going to really miss anything, or they can just play it and go do their house tours or whatever. And it's just like putting on an album, right? Like putting on fucking Creedence Clearwater Revival and just letting it play in the background. And then you hear something, you're like, ah, oh, that's me, man. That's me. It's a little bit easier doing just audio, but at the same time, like Billy was saying, we got to keep you guys coming back somehow. Not that you guys. Go ahead.
I was just saying, that's the hard part. It really is. And people don't understand that. You know, it's people don't do this week in, week out. And, you know, like you said, you're doing this 50.
No, you're cutting out, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, your internet, like, shit on you a little bit there.
Yeah, probably fucking kids are uploading some stupid YouTube video, probably. Anyway.
Damn, ticky toys.
Yeah, right. No, not in this damn house. Oh, hell no. No, no. If I cast my girls on TikTok, I swear I will. We'll take a ride down 95. I'll start throwing their electronics out the window and just watch them cry.
Right on, man.
I hear that. But no. No,
but the live videos are, it's really is a challenge, because it's not just the audio that you have to worry about and, you know, making sure it sounds good and everything like that, because that plays a big part in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be visually appealing.
Yep.
It's got to be, oh shit, this looks real. Okay, let's do this. I don't want to put together some garbage. So it goes into lighting, camera settings, and there's so much that goes into it. And when you start really digging in, you're like, you told me, Bo, you're like, fuck, that ain't over my head for a minute. But
I told you.
On the other end of it, when I have, just like you guys, organizations, and we worked with a lot of the same organizations, and we've met different veterans through both the shows, which I think is amazing.
Yes.
But when you have them come back to you and go, man, people listening to your show that they're reaching out to us are, you know, our nonprofit's growing now because of you guys. That's why we want to get back into it and give back to the community, the veteran community.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times and I'll say it again. Objective Zero, K-Bar Soap, PTS Dog, Betsy Ross with her fight series, Mike Guardia. I mean, the list is never fucking ending. And I don't think they would have reached the audience that they did if we hadn't pushed them as hard as we did. And I don't want to take, you know, levity or brevity or whatever the fuck you want to call it for that. But at the same time, you got to realize a lot of these are not able to pay out the fucking advertising monies to do that. Right. So, and I can understand why they don't go to some organizations, veteran wise. you don't see any names. But at the same time, you know, we don't push a narrative when people are on. Like, we let you tell your story. We don't censor you. Obviously, we do have those three rules about, you know, blatant racism and self-harm encouragement and bashing people that aren't in the news. That's it. And I think that in of itself, just having the freedom to come on, whether you're a CEO or you're an officer or you're enlisted or whatever, to promote your business and get literal free advertising in an audience that you're actually geared towards. I think that is quote unquote blessing in disguise, because I don't know about y'all. I ain't got $1,000 to shell out to fucking promote DD Radio shit. Like,
oh, you got to let me tell you my, you remember my story with the, remember I told you the chick wanted me to pay $40K?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll bring it up later.
Oh, I saved him. Go ahead, War Dog.
No. Let Billy go. I was just, you know, when you mentioned that, paying $1,000, I mean, when you get back, you know, some free time, I'll come back to it.
Good talk.
Break. But yeah, I said it then and I'll live up to it now. You know, we're here for you, brother. You and Hugh and all of Liberty Risk podcast, no matter what that means. And you've always got a home here and a platform here. And, I hope we still have a family friendship or something where we can collab and work together.
It's okay. I haven't talked to cousins in like fucking 20 years. So we're good, man. It's only been a year for us.
Right. Yeah. You don't know, big deal. You know, it's we're feeling, we're hurt too bad.
Fucking
no,
family.
I appreciate it, guys. You know, I love you guys. And it's good to be back. It's good to have that, the reactions we've gotten from that post that, you know, we put up on our Facebook page. It's been, man, it's been awesome. Just the messages we've been getting, the shares from it, and people are excited, which is so cool to be, you know, like I said, September 21. So that's a long time, you know, it's a long time to have a lapse in a show. You know, you sit here like, you know, some weeks I got to take a, you know, a break or whatever. I'm not feeling good. Fuck, my break was a year and a half. So fuck you guys. You know, I needed it. Had to get my head right. And that was a lot of it too. You know, we got in our heads and we just had to reassess, replan, and we're ready to be back out there.
Well, let me ask you this, because social media obviously has changed since we first met and since you guys last went off. With that post, how has the engagement been for the page itself? Because I'm going to tell you right now, unless you put up a meme on DV Radio, ain't shit going nowhere.
It's actually not been too bad. I was surprised at the numbers. I was expecting, honestly, zero.
Right.
To be honest, I was expecting zero. It was a blind post that took me 5 minutes to put together. Hugh and I had a two-hour meeting, a revamp meeting. So I'll let you know by the end of this month, the first episode will be back.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be by the end of this month. We need a couple more weeks just to kind of fine tune some stuff and tweak some stuff. Like I said, the logo to us is the biggest piece of the puzzle.
I got you.
So, because it's branding, you know? So for us, we have to change that for personal reasons. And it's going to be a fresh start, like a 2.0, as corny as that sounds. Mm-hmm. And But the social media part, it's going to be a different game now. I mean, it's completely different. In a year and a half, the big four, you know, have changed drastically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we're still trying to figure out. So that's what one of those pieces of the puzzle is. And we might bring in an outside source to help us with that.
Yeah, I get it. And so, and we'll
see. Because like... I was going to say, because the live plays into a factor of that, going live.
Yeah. I know myself and Recoil, when we started up the media company, we were talking about the same stuff, you know, branding and all that. And off the cuff, I've always wanted to name something Monkey Balls, you know, but it's MUNKEEBALZ, because that was my thing. I'd be like, oh, fucking Monkey Balls or something like that. Yeah. And he was like, do it. And I'd done it, and I can't tell you how many motherfuckers go to our website expecting to see a actual monkey fist, which is illegal to have because 9 times out of 10, it's got a steel ball in the middle of it. And yep. I think they're taken aback by the fact that it's Monkey Balls Media and it's a literal media company. And it's not merchandising. And that's the whole thing too, right? Like, if you're going to build a brand, you got to think of the future. You can't think of the here and now. Like, you have to, but you don't think of just here and now. You got to think of the future and merchandising and promotions and advertisement and all that good shit. And when I say advertisement, for those listening, I'm not meaning always paid advertising, because God knows DV Radio ain't never paid into advertising. But just like with Billy, you know, we cross promote each other and cross posting and shit like that. So that's what I mean by advertising, and the same thing we do with War Dog and PTS Dog and all that good stuff. But do you want to tell us any plans that you have for Liberty Risk, or do you want to keep that on the down low and surprise people? I'm up for either one.
Yeah, I'll divulge a little bit. I want to keep some out there, you know, for the future. But we're going to start joining the lives every week. We're going to do a little bit different format. We're going to try to incorporate. We're going to do. So it's going to, you remember when we dropped the first episodes, we had those stupid games?
Yes.
There's been a lot of good reactions. People were loving them because Hugh comes up with some crazy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Just some crazy crap. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull, I have the capability now to pull people live on the air after they comment. So if they have video capabilities activated, you can pull them live on the air within 2 seconds.
That's great.
And then we're going to drill them with questions, like just dumb questions, just to get their live reactions. Now, there's going to be consents and stuff like that. They're going to have to sign and all that other stuff. We want to legally make sure we cover our asses.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be good. So we're just going to do a bunch of different stuff. The live part is, and then we're going to do a lot of on-location stuff. We're going to start within North Carolina, but you don't live up in Virginia no more.
Really?
So, yeah, he was up in Maine.
Oh, fucking hell. He had to become a Yankee? Jesus.
He's way up there, too. Like, he's in fucking Canada. Like, it's just fucking bad, man. He's way up there. But he works up there. He moved for his job. So he had to.
I get it. Just really quick, I got to let you know, your internet is really shitting on you tonight.
What the fuck?
It sounds like you're underwater in a tank and still talking.
That's not cool. What about now? Is it good now?
We'll have to wait a second and see.
So horrible. So shitty.
It's fucking hilarious to me because I'm over here like, you sounded good when you came in. You were all hyped up. And now it's like slowly going.
That sucks. That definitely sucks. I'm going to kill my fucking kids and dead. They're fucking internet machine and they're stupid idiots. That's what's going on.
Their internet machine, he said. Oh, shit. No, I'm looking forward to it, man. And you know, that's... We had to stop the phone calls for a few reasons. The main reason was we, at one time when we had, you know, the big DV page with the millions of followers and the millions of reach, we would get calls and they would be bids. And when I took over, I told Six, I said, we're not doing this anymore because that brings a whole nother beast to the show. And I started noticing when we were doing shows and a bid would call in that it was hurting the listeners, because we all know when you hear somebody depressed and, you know, suicidal and et cetera, then in the back of your mind, you're like, huh, well, if he ain't got nothing to live for, I ain't got nothing to live for. Right. And I was like, we've got to stop this, man. And, the only reason we haven't brought, you know, calling into the show back is because I right now have no way to vet phone calls and then get them the help they need while bringing in another listener, you know, at the same time. And that's a big hurdle for us. That's the only reason I haven't brought it back yet. And I'm still trying to figure that out, but hopefully in the future we can. We do have the thing where you can leave a little recording, but people abused it. And I had to cut that. I'm going to put it back on the website soon enough so people can leave little recordings and it'll be played through the player and I'll be able to pull it and put it on the show. But yeah, I get it, man. I love the interaction with our listeners. And I think that's another thing that I loved about you guys was that you done that. You didn't do like some of these veteran bros that are like, what the fuck? And say you're going to talk to live listeners and you had all these listeners already lined up or certain people lined up or you picked and choose because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. So that was a difficult part on my end. And that's where my personal burnout came from, is because while the show's live on the social media, so we're video, I've been saying live this whole time for people that have been listening, it's video live. So it's on the social media pages. Mm-hmm. And we were streaming to four at a time. So I'm co-hosting and having to monitor four different pages at the same time with four different sets of people coming in on four different sets of media streams.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just picking and choosing randomly. It was very random. We didn't know who was going to be there, what was getting said. And we had rules. You know, we didn't talk about, there was no race, religion, or politics. We just kept that off the table. If you brought that up, you got blocked.
Yep.
We just cut your access to the show because I wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
So that was the personal challenging part for me, and it was mentally exhausting at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember when we first started, we were doing two shows a week.
I remember.
Yep. we were doing two a week, and it was like my weekends. I'm not even kidding. I would sleep most of the day because I was mentally drained.
Well, not only that, you guys had jobs and families.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to raise two kids, and they were very young at the time. Now they're just teenage idiots.
Well, on top of that, Liberty Risk, just like DV Radio, you guys weren't bringing in a profitable income, right?
No, everything was out of pocket, 100% out of pocket. So there was, we were always in the red.
Right.
And just like us. We started to, yeah. So, yeah. And that's, but that was okay. Like that's always been okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when we traveled, we did a bunch of brewery events. One of them that I absolutely loved was we did this, and this is another reason we want to get back into it, was we did this. We hosted, it's such an honor to do this. We hosted a large veteran-only hiring event at a brewery right up in Virginia Beach.
I remember that.
And the turnout was fucking amazing. Then we had vets that showed up and got jobs and then messaged us and said, man, I only showed up because of your podcast and now I have a career.
I remember that.
But how fucking cool is that?
I remember that because I think around that time, I think I got up with you and we were all talking about doing a drink portion on the show here on DV Radio. Yeah. Like just getting random drinks and being like, okay, this tastes like blah, blah, blah. Don't fucking drink it because you're going to puke.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, it never came to fruition. You know, Hugh and I had this amazing idea and it's still out there. It's still possible to travel. We want to go to every state. Mm-hmm. And, for those up in Alaska, the lower 48.
Come on up, brother.
So, yeah, we want to go to every state and we want to research and find veterans and veteran organizations and just give them a free platform and just show up to where they're at.
Yeah.
physically show up to where they're at. And I think that's still on the table, but that part of it is going to be a huge undertaking. But I will say, I promise you, one day it will happen. And I that's my word. It will. It's not going to be anytime soon, but it will happen.
Yeah. And the other thing I don't think people realize is, for us anyway, because we're so open and don't censor people, it's hard as fuck to get sponsorships just for radio in general. But when you are doing what Liberty Risk and we are doing, it's even harder because I don't know. I think people are tentative on whether or not it's for their branding, right? Like, and you know, yeah. I've never made promises. I don't make promises as far as like, well, if you advertise with us, you'll reach 5 million people. Like, I've never done that because you can't rely on, in my opinion, how many people are actually going to be reached or touched or whatever with an advertisement. You can't. Like, that is such a big gamble, you know? And
well, look at Bud Light. I mean, anyway.
No, but like, it's true. It really is. So last industry I worked in, so everyone knows I worked for a luxury RV dealership, and advertising for them is huge. So I would hear all these conversations. We got to pay for this and billboards and flyers and this and this and this. I'm like, you're wasting fucking money. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just pay me to go around and talk about the fucking thing?
Exactly.
To me, word of mouth.
Thank you.
Is the absolute best advertising you could ever get.
Thank if you, you have and invest in customer fucking service too, for because that's a lost right? fucking art nowadays is customer service,
right? Mm-hmm. And that's if you can do those two things right and have somewhat of a personality, meaning just talk to people. You don't have just don't be a dick. Yep. That's really what it comes down to. Just don't be an asshole.
And you know, I think another thing that's lost in today's advertising with whether it's us or an individual, whatever, the people that's promoting it that got those dollars, they don't care if that product works or not. They're taking the money and they're going to pitch you whatever the fuck they want. Whereas we're going to tell you what we think. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not one to just take money and be like, all right, I'm your little monkey with the symbols. Let's do this. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I ain't.
No, and it's funny you say that because we had sponsorship opportunities. We had people that came to us initially and kind of like towards the middle of our progress. And we told them like, yeah, you can sponsor us, but it's going to be completely uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, no, there's stipulation. No, there's not.
Yep.
There are no stipulations. Like, this is who the fuck I am. The F word is fuck is a very big part of my vocabulary.
It's a real word.
And it's fucking gender neutral for fuck's sake. Come on.
Yeah. And if that offends you, you can go fuck yourself. And that's pretty much how that goes down.
So I don't know if you remember it. Marquis went to a brewing company years ago and done an episode down there. And they were like, we'd love to work with you guys and this, that, and the other. However, and I was like, oh, really? Is this where we're going? And I knew where they were going. Your language. And I was like, go fuck yourself with a dick up your ass right yes. now. I am
perfect response.
I'm not changing who I am. Like what you hear right here on DV Radio is Bo turned up a little bit. That's it. There's nothing fake about it. Like, we're going to tell you our thoughts. If we like your product, we're going to give it love. And that's it. Like, if we don't like it, we're going to be like, thank you for the money. This is what we think. If our listeners want to go get it, go get it. Have at it. But, I mean, we praise K-Bar. We praise you, Bore. We praise you, Objective Zero. We don't get dollars from that. We don't get anything from that because we don't care. Like you were saying, we love the fucking products. I mean, how many people like now have switched to Eubora?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, once they try it, they're kind of like hooked. I mean, we don't sit there and tout it because it, you know, you know, we just say it doesn't leave a bad aftertaste, or it's not the freshest product you've ever, you know, gotten to the mail. I mean, literally in 5 days from there in North, South Carolina, or it was North
Georgia, Georgia,
or Georgia, goddammit, Georgia, all the way up here to Alaska is 5 days. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's usually the turnaround time, depending on how much you order and the fucking UPS system. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Well, then
it was averaging 5 days. But the, I mean, the, like I said, the quality, the taste, yeah, the whole nine yards is what we're talking about. We're not preaching that and being bought off to say that.
Yeah.
Like you said, we don't get paid a dime.
I got a bank account that shows it.
Exactly. So, and every time we ever talk to Phil or Andre or any of the guys down there, like if we did have a product issue, they were on it. They're there to fix the problem, and they do.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think people realize either with Phil. I know you've gotten this on because I've done it. I've probably bought a few grand's worth of coffee, and I can't tell you how many times Phil gets pissed. He's like, dude, why didn't you tell me? I would have sent it for free. And I'm like, dude, yep, I'm not going to do that to you. Like, I'm not. I want to support you guys, blah, 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 blah. And he gets so pissed at us because we pay all this money. I think I bought like a 12-ounce bag and sent it somewhere. Within 30 seconds of hitting pay, motherfucker called me. He said, the fuck are you doing? I said, what did I do? And I was legitimate, like my heart jumped in my throat. I was like, oh God, what did I do? And he's like, I would have sent that if you just told me. I was like, are you talking about that fucking 12 ounces of coffee? Really? That's what you're upset over?
Yep.
K-Bar is another one, right? Bottle Breacher. Bottle Breacher is a multi-million dollar company, and we've never received a dime from them. I love fucking Eli Crane. Like, dude's on it. Like, I got, did you see the coolers that they made out of the ammo cans?
I haven't seen that yet. No.
So I was one of the first orders of that. It wasn't cheap. And I got mine, and I was like, you know what? It's worth it because it's a fucking ammo can. And I can use it as a cooler because I'm stupid like that, and I just spend money frivolously because I am poor. But no, that's – and I'll say it again, man. That's another one of the things that made me go, I love you guys because, you know, we have the same frame of mind. We are in this to help others. That's our paycheck, and we don't give a damn.
Absolutely. And that's the only way it should be. You know, it goes back to what you said about sponsorship. You know, a lot of people don't want to work with us. And the reason for it is our community is very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a brother and sisterhood. And I don't have to know you. If I know that you served, you're going to get my help. You're going to get the shirt off my back one way or another. I'll do what I can within means. You know what I mean? And it's, don't be a shit human being, then I just really don't give a fuck. But but overall, we need to support each other as veterans, you know, because we're the only ones looking out for us.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I don't see them in chat anymore. They have lives and they might just listen to the podcast, but we have everything from every different race, every different religion. We've got straight, gay, bisexuals, transgenders, you name it, that actually listen to the show. And I don't give a fuck. I don't. I love them just all the same. And it pisses me off when certain black companies with rifles like to push an agenda and then backtrack because their revenue went down online.
Gee, I wonder why that happened.
And then, wait, we go to court.
Yeah, gee. Last time I checked, 1 + 1 = 2. And if I put these two things together, this is the outcome of what could happen. I mean, come on. Like, it's so dumb. Like,
don't, you know, and you're, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, if you're a vet and you need help, go to another vet.
Yeah.
Just reach out to another vet. I don't give, and I've said this, how many times have you heard me say this live on air? Fucking message me if you need help.
Yeah.
Just message me. You can find me on every social media outlet. Just message me.
Yeah. And that's what kills me about these people. I don't know you. Like, I am very specific on who I let into my personal life. Dilly knows that. Oink knows that. War Dog knows. Everybody knows that. But at the end of the day, if you find me on social media by my given name, which I fucking hate, but if you find me on social media and you need help and you message me, I'm most likely going to be like, all right, what you need?
I mean, the man doesn't sleep. So, I mean, he's going to be up any goddamn way.
I don't. That's, dude, I don't. I just got off of a 2-day binge.
You sounded like a disappointed child for a second. Like, I don't really.
Dude, for like.
Your whole tone changed.
I touched both soft spaces.
Fuck you. But it's true, dude. Like, almost the last 20 years, I fucking suck at sleeping. Fucking terrible. But anyway, I'm looking forward to having you guys back. I mean, I did repost that and be like, our boys are back.
I know, it was awesome. You don't understand how fucking awesome. Like, sound cheesy, put a huge smile on my face. It means a lot to me. It really does. And I appreciate you guys very much.
I'm not joking. When I seen, because I got the notification that Liberty Risk Podcast posted something new, and I was like, oh shit. I seen it and I literally smiled. I went, oh shit. And I immediately loved it and shared it because there was no, all right, I'll post this tomorrow. It was like, I'm getting this out right now.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was definitely awesome.
I mean, I love you, brother. I think it goes without saying, you know, and I know we were talking about this in the pre-show and we got a lot of stuff to talk about still. So we're going to go over an hour. But we were talking about, you know, Hugh being in Africa and all. And I was like, isn't it funny? Why the fuck did we sign up for this stupid shit? Like, we were fucking retarded. Like, we were retarded, not retarded. We were retarded. Like,
yeah.
But I'm so happy that I've lived life the way I have, because I wouldn't be able to know you guys at all. Like, none of you. We wouldn't have fucking passed by on the streets or nothing. There's no way. Like, even if we did, it'd just be like, sup, and that would be it. And I'm so honored and grateful. And it's a pleasure that I'm at where I am. I hate that I can't get off my ass because I'm basically crippled. And come see you guys and just give you a goddamn hug. And as gay as that sounds to some people, go fuck yourselves. It's not gay if the lights are on.
Jeez.
Everybody's like, but isn't that gay?
It's still the same thing. I'm just
I mean, you were in the Navy, you would know.
Oh wow. Here we go. We're doing this now.
Before we go down that Navy route.
Jesus.
He said root.
Take the wheel.
Jesus, hey. Take the wheel.
Before we go down that Navy piping, War Dog, you had a few things. I know you wanted to say something about the money, and you also wanted to talk about a happening that happened this week, or I think it was this week, an event, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
You start with whichever one you want, either the money or the event. I think you might want to talk about the money before we go into the event, because the event's going to lead to other shit.
Yeah, that's the exact way I was going to play it. All you had to do was fuck around and find out what I was going to do. And it worked out that way, you know what I mean? I'm just playing. No, that was what I meant was... still following the theme of fuck around and find out. I found out that superstar Instagram influencer by the name of Simonetta Lean. I don't know if any of you heard of her. She's pretty big, though. She has like 15 million followers on the gram. And she gave me a call about an interview this week. And she's been named as by Forbes as one of the world's top five influencers, all that older woman from Italy, recently moved here from Italy and all. But she offered me the chance to be on the show and to be interviewed. But then I didn't understand the fact that I was the client, because she suddenly switched and she was like, but the price for you to come on my show is 40K. And I was like, huh? What the fuck? Are you serious? Wait. And, you know, so I had to explain to her that I thought that it was me that was going to be paid as an influencer. You know what I mean? I thought I might get it, I don't know, at least between 50 and 100 bucks to be nice. Right.
But, so they played the switcheroo on you. They basically was like, hey, we're going to pay you 40K to be on your show. No. And then they were like, nah, you gotta pay us 40K to be on my show.
Well, it all started with an email from a networking company called Five Tier. And they were saying that, you know, they had an interview opportunity. Now, nowhere in there, and for Five Tier, if you happen to hear this, nowhere did they explain in there any way, because I didn't sign up for this. I didn't ask for it. Just the email popped up. And before you go on the spiel thinking, you know, it's automatically junk, that type of thing, they are an A1 company in the whole online influencer platform world. But I don't know. I guess I seem to think that this was going to be an advertising opportunity on their end.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming to me to be on their show, and then they had packages. One was 20K, one was 40K. The one with 40K included placement on like a tag on IMDb, as well as like 7 articles for publications like Yahoo. I don't know. It sounded like a pretty good deal to me, because I saw a previous interview. So she had like Mark Cuban on, and she recently had Ricky Smiley, and she's had others on her show and all that are, you know, fairly big. But I didn't realize that the catch is that they were all paying.
Yeah. So we are in the wrong line of business. We need to start charging people like Billy 40K to come on the show.
Hey. Yo, it was good talking to you guys. I gotta go.
I mean, he does do videos, and maybe. We could.
Yo, you pay. I'll pay you for this. You pay for my OnlyFans, and we'll go.
We even.
Right.
You know, that's the darkness behind this business, right? Behind what we do. I don't think a lot of people realize that when they see a lot of these influencers with all these millions of followers that do shows, they are that type of person that's like, nah, I ain't gonna have you on my show unless you pay me money. And it's like, the fuck? Like, what? Like, I mean, at one time I did throw around the idea of people that wanted to have their show on TV radio. They paid us a certain amount for so long, and your show would be either on live, like right now, or on podcast or whatever. But I was like, nah, let's help people, you know? But yeah, that's the ugly side that people don't know about the entertainment business, is most of these interviews are paying the interviewer, not the interviewee.
Yep. I'm sorry. My brain, it doesn't make sense in my brain. You know what I mean? It's like, you get an email. Hey, we'd love to interview you on our show. Okay, cool. You respond back. That'd be wonderful. Mm-hmm. I would love this opportunity. Great. Send us a check for $40,000 and we'll fucking talk to you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
That's how it happens, dude. I've actually had people reach out to me and, hey, for $3,000, we can do 30 minutes. Or, and I'm like, do what?
Is this like a massage with a happy ending? What's going on here?
I mean, you guys in the back room.
last time I checked, my name ain't Roxanne. Damn, that is dating us, isn't it? Shit, a lot of these kids ain't gonna get that reference. Anyway, we ain't in the red light district. That's what I'm saying.
This song is not gonna get out of my fucking head for like the next 3 weeks, guys.
Dude, Roxanne. I know. Every time I watch 48 Hours, I'm like, Roxanne! Dude, just like Eddie Murphy, man.
I hate you for that.
Every fucking time. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, Roxanne! And my mom's like, I hate that fucking song. And I'm like, but Eddie Murphy, 48 Hours, you got to do it, mom.
So bad. So bad.
Like, that's probably the only reason I listen to that song is because of Eddie Murphy and 48 Hours and that fucking scream in that fucking inmate chair that he's doing in prison. Because he's got his little fucking Sony Walkman in his headphones on. And it's Nick Nolte, right? Ain't that who played in it with him?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it is Nick Nolte.
He walks in and he sees fucking Eddie sitting there and he's listening to Roxanne. And his face is just like, I've got to work with this son of a bitch. Like, anyway, back to Sergeant Wardog and super influencers that want him to pay $40K. Because we all made out of money, apparently. Is there anything you want to say? Anything else you want to say about that, or do you want to move on to?
I really do want to say for that part that I have to admit, after not being involved in posting or dropping any videos, reels, or anything in a long time, it felt good to hear her and her organization and her PR team because they all had me on speakerphone. Telling me, you know, that they like, you know, whatever it is I do. So just like all artists, just like you guys, creators as well, you like to hear positive feedback. So it felt good to hear from them as well as I heard something this week from an exercise bike company called Yes Soul out of China. Then they have like these new indoor bikes that have 32-inch screens on them, man. And I don't know. It just feels good, you know, every once in a while to hear someone appreciate whatever it is you create. You know what I mean?
100%, man. I mean, I think all of us sitting here right now never thinks anything we do is good enough. And even when you hear it, you're still like in the back of your mind, you're like, it wasn't that good. But what comes out of your mouth is like, thank you. I put my heart and soul into it.
But your brain going, that was straight dookie.
Yeah. I mean, one of my friends the other day was like, you are great at XYZ. And I was like, I don't think anything I do is great. Like, it's never enough. Yada, yada, manada. And I love JJ's ending to his Watts Out Wood Turning videos. He's like, what is it? One more pass on the bowl gouge means put it down or something like that. And I'm like, well, I can't put it down, JJ, because I always get it mixed up with my thumb. But I'm never satisfied with my work. That's my point.
That was the hardest fucking part about taking that welding class. You know, because as somebody that had limited experience with welding, and then you go into a classroom where you learn the actual metallurgy and all that stuff for the first hour in the classroom setting, and then you go out there in the booth for the next 6 to 7 hours, you're out there and you're laying these beads of weld down. You earn more of a fucking grinding degree than you did a fucking welding cert because
you really do.
Like, that ain't good enough. You're just fucking grinding away. Redo it again. That looked like shit. Redo it again. Dude, it took me fucking forever to finally just be like, no, that's a good weld. Press on. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was, dude. Yeah, we are our own worst critics when it comes to our own work, if you know what I mean.
I'm getting ready to dive into Moho Animation so me and Recoil can start up this cartoon that I've teased and had on the back burner for a while. And I know no matter what I do with this cartoon, it'll be like, I should have done this. Maybe I should have done that, you know? And I'm about to spend hours a day learning this goddamn software, and I'm never going to be happy with the final product. Oh, the shit we do to ourselves. We're fucking masochists. We're fucking masochists. Anyway.
They're called subliminal perfectionists.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it really is what it is, no matter what kind of, you know, whether you're creating content or, you know, whatever it is you're doing, if you have some kind of passion driven behind it, it's never going to be okay in your own mind.
Dude,
and even if you have people coming to tell you, oh, this shit's amazing, cool, yeah, no. In your head, you're like, you fucking idiot, this shit is trash.
Dude, I have models I've painted that look great. Like, they look great. They're immaculate. And I'm like, man, it's missing something. I'm not finished with it. And everybody else like, oh my God. And I'm like, nah, man, you don't understand. You don't see what I see. Like, anyway, what else you got for us, Sergeant Wardog?
Ooh, that's the part I was talking about with the whole fuck around and find out. Hey, a public service announcement, another one, two civilians in this world. If you happen to run into a veteran, you may indeed fuck around and find out what that veteran has been trained to do.
But whatever do you mean, Sergeant Wardog?
I'm bringing that in reference to this week's Marine chokehold death incident. Now, I don't care to talk about any of the racial or political aspects of it. I strictly want to talk about the fact that too many civilians overlook, take for granted, or take as a joke what we are all capable of doing and have been trained to do and are so very well at doing if we are pushed into a corner.
So, can you set up what exactly happened? I think the man's name was Jordan Neely.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, this is all secondhand, you know, just from reports I read. But apparently, a white male, 24-year-old, happened to be a Marine, got into an encounter with a black male who happened to have mental health issues, and it was homeless. And apparently the gentleman, the homeless guy was walking up and down a subway in New York, you know, while this subway's actually traveling in motion. And he was, you know, just hollering things out to the people in the cabin and telling him that he didn't care if he died and that he was hungry and just, you know, totally inappropriate psych ward gang type of behavior. You know what I mean? And right. I'm not exactly sure how, but I guess a group of the passengers wrestled him down. And one of those individuals happened to be that young former Marine who put him in a blood choke. He put him in a chokehold and put him to sleep. And, you know, he held on far too long. And as I call it, he pushed the fucking button.
Yeah.
So he could have let go. He should have let go. We are dangerous for having that fucking button that civilians don't know or realize. If you push us into a corner where it might possibly need to be pushed. Yeah. And I think that could have been the deal here. But like I said, I'm not here to get into any of the politics or the racial components of it. Mm-hmm. I strictly want to talk about our training and the lack of respect that, I think society has for, you know, what we're capable of.
really quick, I just do want to point out, it's funny you call it fuck around and find out, because he was on train F when this happened.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious. It says Daniel J.
Too bad it wasn't the 4th of July, man. That would have been the perfect fucking situation.
Straight up, it says Daniel J. Penny, 24, has been identified as the man who allegedly put Jordan Neely in a chokehold following what police said was an altercation Monday. Wait for it. On a northbound F train.
Jesus.
According to two law enforcement officials. Now, I want to preface anything else that is said after what Sergeant Wardog has already made clear. Anything we say, we're not, you know, making fun of dead people or anything like that, even though the man is dead. But, you know, you fuck around, you find out. You really do. And my biggest problem with the whole situation, and I think we alluded to this in the pre-show, and I said it, from what I understand, the man had mental issues, and he's been jailed plenty of times due to his mental illnesses, and yet we've not gotten him help. And I find that a big problem in society. We want to help people. We cry, we scream, we protest, yet we don't truly help them with the help they need, right? I mean, this man would probably still be alive if the system had recognized what was going on the way they should have and gotten him the help that he needed. I mean, he might be in a hospital today. Who knows? I don't know. But I feel that you can't blame the guy who felt threatened for himself and those around him. And that's just my opinion. Even if he wasn't a Marine or a veteran for that matter, I think anybody with a head on their shoulders would have done something to protect themselves, whether it was holding him down, choking him out, shooting him, stabbing him, punching him. I don't care what it was. Somebody else would have done something. Am I wrong in saying that?
Oh.
No, I think the society as a whole has gotten too comfortable with the COVID stay at home and become a fucking keyboard warrior and then think you can go out into the fucking real world and say the same shit and then not expect somebody to react. If you know what I'm saying, because
100% agree. 100
fuck. I mean, people talk shit all the time online, and then when they go out in public, think that they can get away with doing the same shit, and he fucked around and found out different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you get thrown through a fucking window, and then, oh, what? I don't know what happened.
Roadhouse.
yeah, right. No, but it's true. I mean, yeah. COVID played a huge role in that, And then, you know, when people do. If you can really, I say for any civilian listeners, if you can identify a veteran, it would probably be in your best interest to keep your fucking mouth shut around them. You know what I mean? It's just, and I'm not trying to say that to be funny, but it's true. Yep, it goes back to what War Dog said. Like, we've all been trained different. There's a purpose behind our training.
Yeah.
To win wars.
Yeah. It's
by
not
any means possible. Yeah, like, come on. Like, why are you going to fuck with someone that's been trained like that?
And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm pretty calm, cool, and collective 99% of the time. Like, I really am. But there's that 1% of the time that you're going to piss me off, and I'm going to lose my shit. And I might not be able to stand up and fucking walk or run, but I got a mean right hook. I ain't going to lie.
That's right.
There's only a handful of people that has seen the... Like, there's pissed off Bo, and then there's just not Bo. Like, there's very few people that have seen that side of me, and I'm glad to say that. But I'm sure Billy and Oink and War Dog and Frosty and Nevermore and JJ and Six and Google, Betsy and Mike and all the others, I'm sure if you come up to them and say that one wrong thing, or make that one wrong movement, or whatever it is, you probably are going to end up in the ICU. at best. I mean, I think if I'm not mistaken, I was the last class that went through the Woodland Grenadier course. For those that don't know, we used to actually have to go through a course in basic where it was in the woods and it was with grenades. And I was the last class that went through that at Jackson. Relax in Jackson. Go fuck yourself. Relax in my ass. But I remember vividly, like, my drill sergeant was spec ops and two of them were on the SWAT team. Like, we don't get into our jobs after military just for shits and giggles. Like, most of us, that's all we know, right? Like, that's our training. And it's not so much the adrenaline rush either. It's, we want to have a purpose, right? So we get in law enforcement and firefighting and paramedics and shit, right? I think most of the veterans that we know have done that to some extent, right?
Yep.
I mean, I know fucking War Dog can probably kill somebody with a cotton ball. I mean, shit. Fucking Black MacGyver over here. Duct tape and sauna suits.
You want that? You what just went through my head? The fucking shit from John Wick.
Which one?
Kills him. He killed three guys in the bar with a fucking pencil.
Oh, yeah. Pencil. Yes. Yes. But yeah, I think War Dog's 110% right. I mean, and Billy and Oink, if you can identify better, just stay the fuck away. And if you don't stay away, don't do nothing stupid. You'll be fine. I mean, I know 70, 80 year old veterans that have punched the daylights out of 20 year olds. Those are real videos.
That's the dark side of the tube.
That's some fucking Clint Eastwood shit right there, you know? That's Grand Torino there.
Wait, you got to segue that into that's the reason why the veterans should wear DV and DV radio gear. You know what I'm saying?
And from today through May 11th, you can get 15% off your entire order. I saved him.
Yeah, I'm serious. Having that shirt that says dysfunctional veterans leaving me alone, that's pretty clear, isn't it? I mean,
right? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's why I'm all one.
My wife says she can't wear one, and she wore one of the dysfunctional veterans that said something about does not play well with others. One of the other ones I bought her, and she worked at a grocery store the other day, and some older veteran came up to her and goes, "I really like that shirt, young lady." And so she had to sit there and converse with them for about 5 minutes on what they did and the services and stuff. She goes, "That's the last time I'm wearing that goddamn shirt."
Man, I told you.
I was
guys.
Like, "Come on now, you just connected with another veteran. What's wrong with that?"
I've told you guys. When I was at the GI that one time, I had sat forward in the wheelchair, and this old lady, she had to be like 70, 80 years old. She comes up and she goes, "Sweetheart, I just love that shirt." And it was the Leave Me Alone t-shirt. And I was like, "Well, thank you, ma'am." And she told me a few things after that, but I was like, "Man, I got 80 year old women hitting on me with this shirt."
Hey, I have to admit, I've had mixed reactions. I've had some people, I've had some veterans laugh and totally agree, as you said. But I've actually had an instance where a veteran was saying, like, you know, I was giving bad shade to our name as veterans and to our honor.
Well, so an interaction with the bro vet. Gotcha.
That's what pissed me off about that fucking Air Force officer that was like, "Dark humor is not funny and these should not be at the PX." And I invited him to come on the show and explain to me why dark humor doesn't save lives. And motherfucker ain't responded to me yet. That's been a couple of years ago. And I think you guys remember that, right?
Major asshole.
Yeah, he was a major, I think. I think he was a major colonel. But the amount of veterans that was like, "You can get this dumb, but you can't help your own soldiers." And I was like, "This should tell you something, you dumb fuck." Like, he is an officer that you can tell, number one, has never had to work a day in his life. Number two, definitely does not know what it's like to be enlisted. And number three is probably the cause of many soldiers that say, fuck it. Because he doesn't care to help actual soldiers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, training. Yeah. Training.
Glad we segue back to that.
The training on the train. Hey, should that be something you learn in basic War Dog? How to fucking choke a dude out on a subway train?
In the Marines, yeah, we'd learn that in boot camp. Yep. So even your most basic E1, you know, let the world be, you know, let them know, let them be aware.
But no, I'm saying, should we have a training in basic where it's a subway car and you learn how to choke people out on the subway car?
Oh, holy shit, Bo. I'm so
you're good.
I didn't
even catch that. You're good. When you said that about the choke, I was like, I learned that too. Did he not hear what I said?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you get I'm so sorry. That's why I said I didn't. I was very specific. I did not mention any branch, any job, MOS.
Yeah.
As veterans, people need to watch out for what the fuck we know.
Oh, I'm with you.
Something as simple as running away because of the fitness training we were in and whatnot. I don't know. I'm just saying there's a rhythm and a rhyme to everything we learned and how it can be negatively applied if we weren't careful and as responsible and honorable as we are.
I actually remember when I was we were doing a training course. It was after basic. And like the next week was our PT test. So, you know, 2 mile fucking run. And one of the soldiers was like, well, we got a fucking test for 2 miles. And one of our E7s, I believe it was, he was like, why don't you put yourself in the position of Desert Storm? And they just all looked at him like, what? He was like, so when his unit was in Desert Storm, I forget where they were at exactly. But something happened. They got attacked or they were attacking somebody or something and everything went down and they literally had to run away from wherever the fuck they were at because they couldn't get transport in there because it was so bad. They actually ran over a mile and a half from where they started just to where they could get and get a transport to get the soldiers out. And he was like, not only that, we were carrying all of our gear. And I was like, dude, you carrying 80 fucking pounds and running a mile and a half. And you think about it and you're like, that ain't too bad. But then you really think about it, right? And we've all had some fucked up training. And when you put 80 pounds on and you're wearing any other gear, your magazines, your vest, your helmets and all, and then you're carrying your weapons and all that shit. And you're running in a desert and you're safe in the shade at 145 degrees. But could you imagine having to run over a mile and a half with all that gear just to get to a transport to get the fuck out of the war zone that you're in? Like that shut those kids up pretty quick. Might I add that asked that question about the 2 mile run.
But can I give you a few of my greatest hits and misses on fuck around and find out with civilians since I've been around?
Please do. I think we should turn this into a segment every few weeks or something. Fucking, I love it.
Well, the first that happens to jump out to my mind is an incident where I was cut off by two females as I was waiting behind a school bus. I mean, you know, school bus lights on, you wait, that sort of thing. Well, they wanted to jump in front of me. I mind you, I'm the very first car behind the school bus. They, you know, tried to jump in front of me. We, you know, do the whole horns situation. And then we got to a point where they got out of the car, so I got out of the car. And something in their mind had in them, because for me, I was trying to let them know, like, hey, all right, I'm gonna calm down, I'm marrying this and that. They came out of their mouths, oh, you probably didn't even do shit. Ooh, mm-hmm. That kind of cut deep. That kind of cut deep. Well, then one of them started making comments about who she was gonna come call to kick my ass and this and that. And you know, that's a threat on our lives, the way we take that as vets, and as damn sure as I do as a Marine infantry grunt, man, with, you know, three tours over there to the sandbox. Fuck that. Those words came, my hand immediately went to my pocket knife, not pistol, went to my pocket knife. Luckily, like I said, I was able to snap out of it. Defuse the situation that, you know, fuck them. How dare, I mean, you know, they don't know me. They don't know what I'm about. And carried on, you know, carried on my day. However, I was, you know, as all veterans are, I was a little paranoid about a counterattack. We think very, very strategically. And, mm-hmm. You know, our reactions to things are done in a very like calculated and strategic manner, because that's the kind of thing that our jobs require, you know, that level of like A1 professionalism. Our jobs require that because of, you know, things that we're handling, dealing with, the importance of, or the lethality of everything that we work with. Right.
Right.
But, yeah, man. Let's see. Yeah, wait, how about you, some of you guys? You know, you guys let me know some of yours too, because I got a few.
Actually, I got one that just happened recently.
All right.
So, this is so stupid.
I'll be back. I got a piss. You guys keep this going.
Yeah, three months ago at my old job. I just started my new job just recently. But 3 months ago at my old job, we had an incident. Now, I worked at this RV dealership, so when you walk in, the first thing you see is the front desk, and there's two ladies sitting behind the desk, you know, answering phones, greeting people, blah, blah, blah. To the left, you have the service department, and then to the right, you have the sales department, the dealership side. But if you look to the right, my desk was the first one on the right, so I could hear everything up at the front desk. So this guy starts running his mouth, cussing at these females. So something with his RV, it was all fucked up and he needed service, blah, 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 blah. It's this big, expensive motorhome. So the girls at the front desk kind of looked at me like, Billy, can you get the fuck up here, please? This guy, we're getting nervous. So I grabbed the office phone. I called my buddy, David. I said, hey, David, I said, can you just follow me up to the front desk? We got to get this guy out of the dealership. And wait, this goes back to what you said about COVID.
Yep.
These keyboard warriors, okay? So I went up to the gentleman. Now, for people that don't know, I'm 6'4", 380 pounds. I'm not a small human being.
No shit. Okay?
Yeah, I am not a small human being. So I go up to the guy and I said, sir, is there a problem? And he goes, who the fuck are you? He goes, I suggest you get the fuck out of my face.
He gonna fuck all around right and find out. What gonna happen?
So I'm not a religious man, but I was like, Jesus, I need you in my life right now. I really wish that you would give me the strength to act right. Oh, hey Satan, what's up? So I said, excuse me, sir. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. He goes, oh, what are you, fucking big and deaf? And I'm like, oh, God damn, this motherfucker right here. So anyway, I put my hand on the guy's shoulder, and he went to swing. And I just looked. I don't know what I didn't say anything. I guess I gave him this look like, please fucking hit me. Just please fucking hit me. And this man went, it's not worth it, and just walked away. My boy David that was there was like, bro, the look on your face you cut that dude's throat open and literally just drained his blood out on the floor. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
You just personally skull fucked him.
Yeah. He goes, the fear just literally just washed over this man because he clocked back and he had like that second thought. Now, in my head, I'm like, man, I wish he fucking hit me. I needed that today. I needed that. It's like, I needed that shit. I wanted this to happen.
You admitted it. Thank you. There we go.
But I'm glad it didn't. I'm glad it didn't.
Fuck your button.
But yeah, I wanted to. Man, these people just need to. And you know what? It's not just veterans. I mean, obviously, you know, like, don't fuck with the veterans, obviously, because what we've been talking about. But just in general, like, just don't run your mouth. Like, it's not that hard. Like, I don't understand. It's not that hard to be nice to someone or cordial or respectful. It's just like, and if you don't like what they're saying, just walk the fuck away.
I was about to say, or just shut the fuck up and keep on going.
No way. Like, you don't have to agree with every person in the world. Just go away.
Yeah. Well, it's like the post
I was going to say, I wanted to fold that dude up like a pretzel, though. I really did. I wanted to fold him like a fucking pretzel. Serve him up to his wife that was waiting in the car. Be like, here you go, bitch. Here's your husband.
I feel that. It's like the other day, that meme I put up, it's like a take on 20th Century Fox's logo. And it said something like, offended, learn to scroll, fuckface. It's like, just keep fucking going, dude. Live your life. If it's not hindering your way of life and it's not causing you harm, bodily injury, and all that good shit, move the fuck on. Get the fuck out of the way. Don't worry about it. Like, it's that fucking simple. What? I mean, I know we bitch and all, but a lot of it is because we're making jokes. So don't forget, we got 15% off at the DV Radio store right now through May 11th at dvradio.net. If you're listening to this podcast or you're listening to us live, let us know. Should we start a segment that we do every couple of weeks with Sergeant Wardog called Fuck Around and Find Out? You get to decide. Also, let us know, would you like, what's that?
F-A-F-O.
F-A-F-O. There it is. Also, let us know if you would like us to bring back music history. It was a segment that we'd done a few years ago, once a month, where we done like a few minutes, I think, and we told you some music history that's happened from the dawn of time until now. What else am I forgetting? Oh, yes. Oink. We need to talk about giveaways really quick.
Real quick. Our sister Carla ran into some Facebook warriors again, keyboard warriors over the weekend. And just to let you know that I bought 10 copies of her comic book that she actually put out a few months ago now. But she also recently came out with a children's book about mermaids that she wrote and illustrated as well. But I am going to try tomorrow to go and get these 10 copies that I have that I paid money for. Yes, folks, I actually bought them anyway to get them autographed by her. And we're going to try and figure out some way to do a giveaway to support her and her efforts, as well as, you know, you guys, the listeners, for supporting us. So if you guys are interested, stay tuned for more information on that. But again, it's a mermaid coloring book that she put together with a lot of her fine art that she's done over the years. And like I said, we're going to support her as best we can. But we're going to figure out how we can get those given out to you guys for being valuable listeners to us.
Yeah, and we also are going to do her children's book, and we're going to do a giveaway outside of after that, which will include Carla's children's book, all three books of the Fight series by Betsy Ross, and JJ's PTS Dog, his PTS Dog book, and his children's book about service dogs. So if you're interested, like Oink said, please follow us. And tune in, whether it's live or on podcast, for more information about that. We'll be releasing the information on how to enter as soon as we possibly can. Billy, I know you got to roll out of here, and I'm trying to wrap this up as quickly as possible. Anything you'd like to say for our listeners that's listening tonight live or on podcast, brother?
Yeah, just appreciate the support, guys, and it truly means the world to us. And you know, we'll have you guys on our show, and just kind of go from there. Just support. That's all we can ask for.
1,000%. I can't wait for you to get things back up and running. As soon as you do, I'm going to have a little tab over here that I got to get put up, because we're going to put MBR Radio over there, and we're going to put you guys over there, and we're going to make a network out of DV Radio Yet. That's why it's fucking been a network for all these years. We've been trying to do this for fucking years, and people are assholes. But we love you, brother. As always, open-ended invite, you and Hugh. You know that. Just hit us up. And I'm so happy you guys are back, man. So fucking happy.
We appreciate it. We love you guys, man. Thank you so much for everything you guys do for the veteran community. And, you know, thank you for always supporting us.
100%. And just so everybody knows, Liberty Risk Podcast on everything, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We'll be on everything. Every social media platform and every podcasting platform.
Minus ClickCock, right?
Yeah, of course.
And like I said, as soon as they get things back up and running, we'll have a place over here on DV Radio where you can go listen to them. Sergeant Vordog, really quick, those listening tonight or on podcast, any words?
Yeah, real quick. Civilians, beware. Fuck around and find out. Psych war gang. And if you happen to run into any mental health crisis, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Do as I did. Contact, dial the numbers 988, and you can receive swift mental health assistance. Salute.
100%. Oink, listener, for our listeners tonight and listening on podcast.
Well, in case you guys didn't realize it, today was the Amish NASCAR event, the Kentucky Derby. You know, the Kentucky Derby is like the bride's wedding day. You get to spend all day looking fabulous, drinking and having a great time. Only to the end of the night with a ride lasting 2 minutes, if you're lucky. But no, in all seriousness, folks, hey, if you guys need to reach out and it's that time, by all means, head over to Objective Zero. There's an ambassador standing by 24/7 to talk to you about anything you need to talk about. And again, it's brothers and sisters looking out for brothers and sisters. So again, ObjectiveZero.org, or download the free app for your Android or iOS device.
Yes, and don't forget, on DVRadio.net, there is the DVR family where you can reach out to companies, nonprofits, and things of that nature. And if you need more resources to reach out to and get assistance, go to dysfunctionalveterans.com. There are veteran resources there. Just click on Vet Resources. And from Change Unchained, we have parental supervisory apps that you can use to supervise what your children are doing online and keep them safe. Because online, when kids are there, it's a very, very horrible place to be. And that's how a lot of them end up getting hurt, kidnapped, et cetera, et cetera. If you guys got nothing else, don't forget 15% off now until the 11th of May, 2023, for Billy, who just signed the fuck out because he's a dick. No, we
gotta go, gotta go.
Gotta go, gotta go. Gotta go right now. For Billy from Liberty Rest Podcast, for Oink, Sergeant War Dog, I'm Boner Wood. You just heard Barracks Talk right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Don't forget that Affinity Protocol is 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning, May 7th. It's on a Sunday, and they air every other Sunday. Until next week, fuck sickles. Bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
That's all, folks.